This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos, in for Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. With everything else that happens in the region, it's easy to forget that Pakistan is fighting a war within its own borders. This week, that war is very much on the minds of Pakistanis. Pakistan's army has moved into a tribal region called North Waziristan. It's been fighting Islamist militants, and since Saturday, an estimated 250 people have been killed. NPR's Philip Reeves reports on Pakistan's deadliest fighting in years.
Pakistan bans the media from going to the mountainous tribal areas along its border with Afghanistan. Communications are also terrible. Yet the scraps of information that have emerged suggest fighting there has been unusually intense. They speak of artillery barrages, of attacks by Pakistani helicopters and jets, of civilian casualties in an airstrike on a village bazaar, and of thousands fleeing. This surge in fighting comes at a particularly difficult time for Pakistan's government. For months, General Pervez Musharraf, who's Army Chief of Staff, has had his mind on other problems. He's been concentrating on surviving in office by securing another 5 years as president. Yet violence in Pakistan's tribal belt has been intensifying, and so has a debate among Pakistanis about how to deal with it.
The situation has become so bad, sir, that Pakistani troops on occasions have been willing to give up arms and surrender rather than fight.
Tariq Fatemi is a former ambassador for Pakistan to Washington. He's referring to an event that's deeply shocked this country. Nearly 6 weeks ago, more than 200 soldiers were taken hostage, apparently after surrendering. They're still being held by militants. The reputation of Pakistan's once revered military has hit a low point, but Fatemi says the main problem's not the quality of the army.
The Pakistan armed forces are absolutely first rate, there's no doubt about it. But by using them in operations against the people of Pakistan, many of whom are related to the soldiers who are going there in the operations, it has created tremendous unhappiness, disquiet amongst the soldiers and amongst civic society.
One reason for this unhappiness is that many Pakistanis believe their troops are being used as proxies to fight Washington's war on terror. Anti-Americanism's already running very high in Pakistan, not least because of the US's role in Iraq and Afghanistan. But Tahir Hussain Mashadi, a Pakistani senator, thinks Pakistanis need to understand that the militants are also a serious threat to their society.
They want to take over not only my country, they want to take me over, they want to take over my soul.
Mashadi's a retired army colonel. He's served in the tribal belt. He knows how hard it is to defeat the militants.
Don't forget, they are fierce fighters. They're fighting on their own home ground. Local population is on their side.
On one issue, most Pakistanis seem to agree. Military force won't ultimately work in the tribal areas. The Pakistani military's long acknowledged this, and so has Musharraf.
We have to fight terrorism not for the international community, but for ourselves.
Musharraf says the solutions to combine force with economic development and dialogue. The US has promised $150 million a year to support this. But most Pakistani observers say that on the ground, nothing much has actually happened yet. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.